You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. And today is Friday, December the 11th. And we are having a remarkable day. I spent most of the day outside working in the yard. It got up into the 70s here in Oklahoma City. And if you're cold, I'm sorry. It's going to turn cold here again tomorrow night with some rain. But I was able to work in the yard. And I was able to get the house lights up, the Christmas lights on the house. And Julie was able to get the tree ornaments and an angel out front. So it looks really cute and Christmassy now. Been a long day, and I've just now got time to do this podcast for today. Running about 12 hours behind, but that's the way it is here in Oklahoma City, USA. We're still continuing on this 25 days of my favorite Christmas shows that I'd like to share with you. And today is day number 11, and we're talking about the Polar Express. This is a great movie that came out in 2004. It's an American computer animated musical fantasy film. Now, is that a long title or what? It's based on the children's book of the same title by Chris Van Allsburg, written, produced, and directed by Robert Zemeckis. And the film features human characters animated using the live action performance capture technique. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about on that long introduction to this great movie, The Polar Express, you know, if you're like me, I just enjoy the movie. But it's interesting sometimes to learn what that they're talking about and how it was made. Much like Lord of the Rings and other movies, how was this film made? If you'll go to my blog page, if you're not already there, chucksfavoritethings.com, I have a photograph that was taken of Mr. Tom Hanks, the star of the show. And it shows him with some kind of funny-looking outfit. It looks like a scuba diver's outfit. He's got a little hat on, and he's got gloves on and a bodysuit. And if you look at it, and it's kind of blue and black, and it's got little dots all around it, well, that translates to the photograph next to it, an animated version of Tom Hanks as a conductor on the train. And so they use this, they call it screen capture, where they take the images of the human moving and the movements and the moving the mouth and the hands and the eyes, everything, and they capture that in a live performance technique, and they turn that into a digital translation of an animated film. And that's what we have here. So the Polar Express has been listed in the Guinness Book of World Records in 2006 as the first all-digital capture film. And this is Castle Rock Entertainment's first animated film. And it was also, sad to say, this is the last film that Michael Jeter was able to act on before he passed away. And the film is dedicated to him as well. You'll find that information on Wikipedia. So let's talk a little bit about the Polar Express. This is a holiday classic ever since it came out. And in fact, if you are familiar with it, you know that children love it. And also, it is like in different towns that have trains and even churches. I've seen churches put on the Polar Express musical kind of thing. Kids wear their pajamas. But also, if you have a town that has a train, like here in Oklahoma, there's maybe one or two. But the children like to dress up in their pajamas and go on a train ride, and they drink hot chocolate. And I don't know what all takes place, but they have a good time, and it's called the Polar Express Ride, and it's a Christmas holiday time. I think they have one in Branson, Missouri as well. So just check out where some of these local trains are, and you might want to put your pajamas on and go with the kids as well. It'd be fun for children to do. My grandkids would probably love it. So let's get into this movie, The Polar Express, on Chuck's favorite 25 days of Christmas movies. The cast is, as I said, Mr. Tom Hanks. Man, this guy can do everything, can he? Castaway. Oh, so many different movies. I've lost train of thought of what all he's been involved in. But you know, You've Got Mail, so many others. But and recently, this summer, I saw Bridge of Spies. or was that this fall? I think it was this fall, Bridge of Spies, and that was good. But in this movie, Tom Hanks plays several characters. He plays the hero boy, father, conductor, the hobo, the Scrooge, and he plays Santa Claus. He's also the narrator of the story. His voice is used for that as well. Now, many roles in this film were done by multiple people, so I'm not going to do as I have been doing, giving you a whole list of characters who were in this movie. But I do have a link to that long dissertation of these actors that were involved in this movie. Some of them did the screen capture, others used their talent to do the voiceovers, and even others sang on this movie. So there might have been three actors that are involved in one part. So for a complete listing, go to my webpage, chuckfavoritethings.com. I have a link to Wikipedia for that. This film runs 100 minutes and it's in color. And the brief synopsis of this film, if you've not seen it, is a young boy embarks on a magical adventure to the North Pole on the Polar Express. And during his adventure, he learns about friendship, bravery, and the spirit of Christmas. Now, I have some photographs on my webpage that you can see and look at. Neat stuff. It really is how they made this film and how children of all ages like it. Some of my favorite parts, okay, it was on television the other night, and it's going to be on several times through the holidays. But one of my favorite parts is, of course, when the kid gets his ticket punched by the conductor, Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks, you know, does it really fast with the clicker. And his ticket will spell a word, okay? And so I'm not going to give it away to you, but every ticket has a word spelled on it. And so it's just really neat how that, when the Tom Hanks clicks him in with a hole puncher, it comes out with a word. And then another favorite scene is when they serve hot chocolate on the train. I like that. And then, like the scene that I saw on TV the other night, all these reindeer are out there and they stop the train because they get on the tracks. And so the train has to stop and they don't know how to get them off. And all of a sudden, they start pulling on this guy's beard and he lets out this big wail. And the reindeer respond to it. And they could be moose, I'm not sure. But they respond to this noise this guy's making. Anyways, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, they move and the Polar Express is able to move forward. And then I also like it when they get to the North Pole and the kids are lost in the warehouse or wherever on these conveyor belts and they move along. They finally meet Santa Claus. It's a whole cool thing, guys. So if you want a good, enjoyable Christmas movie that will probably become one of your favorites, it's called The Polar Express. And it's been my joy to bring that to you today on ChucksFavoriteThings.com. We are brought to you this week and every week by Plexus Worldwide. I'm an independent Plexus ambassador. Remember, free shipping on all products through December the 14th. And that's at PlexusChuck.com. All right, until tomorrow. And we're talking about some more of my favorite movies. I think tomorrow might be Meet Me in St. Louis. I'm not sure if that's tomorrow or not, but it's on my list to do. And then Shop Around the Corner is coming up as well. Great holiday movies we're going to share with you. Okay, thanks so much for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing out. Bye-bye.